107.7 The Island, your home for real music variety, is also your home for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Robin Mays with Voice for Companion Animals is hanging out in the lobby when she should be at her guest mic. Good Tuesday morning. Laura Hurley is hanging out here. Hi, Robin.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. You brought in a cat today. No, I'm sorry. No, is that a dog?
Really need to get your eyesight checked.
Is that a dog? It's a very, very, very small little guy, girl. Oh, I'm guessing with the pink necklace, it's a girl. What are you staring at? You want a piece of this?
Can't believe she sees what
she's
she sees.
Staring at me.
Yeah, I think she's in love.
What is her name?
This is Maggie.
Maggie, how are you?
Aw, I love her.
Make her make a sound.
She's not a squeeze toy.
She's Hi, Maggie.
Very quiet. Maggie is about a 5-year-old Yorkie.
Did you say Yorkie?
Yorkie.
I thought Yorkie's set real low to the ground.
Well, if I put her down, she will. Oh. Right now, she's high up.
She's up that high because you're holding her. I see how it works.
Oh, my God. You are just on a roll this morning, Mr. Wise Guy.
I wasn't being wise ever.
No, you weren't at all.
How did you acquire Maggie?
Well, Maggie and her sister and a Silky Terrier all came in over the weekend.
Really?
They are breeder releases. Maggie and her sister are 5 years old, and the other sister from another mister is, seven-ish. So they will be ready for adoption probably, I'm going to say, a couple of weeks because they have to make their vet visit yet.
Oh, yeah.
And so they will need to be spayed and vaccinated and heartworm test and given a really good physical.
Yeah.
So a potential adopter will know how wonderful they are.
Is their demeanor and how they get along with other animals in the shelter, is that telling of what they'll be like in the home?
Well, when you have breeder releases like this, they grew up and have been around a large amount of dogs, more dogs than people. So any dogs this size, they'll technically get along with. Yeah, they're going to get along with a laid-back cat, dog. As long as the dog's laid back, an aggressive dog, not so much.
Would Dudley just give Maggie a heart attack just on sight?
Dudley loves him.
Really? Aww.
Dudley loves little dogs.
That's fantastic.
Dudley has a friend. One of our volunteers comes and walks Dudley almost every day, between more than 2 miles every single day.
Wow.
And he also has I don't even think Farrah's 4 pounds. And they hang out. And Farrah's like enamored by this big dud. And they love each other.
Oh, that's
so we know
sweet.
Dudley will get along with, I don't know about cats necessarily, but mm-hmm. I'd say probably as long as it's a laid back cat. Definitely gets along with other dogs as long as they are also not threatened by him.
Yeah, usually cats are the problem because they're a little... They're a little witchy.
And did you see our news from the weekend?
Yes, Blackie.
2,300 days waiting, and Blackie went home.
Oh, awesome.
That is so
There may have
phenomenal.
Been a few tears.
Oh, I feel it in
because
my heart.
Because every morning he greets you at the door. He's up in his perch. He sees you pull in. He knows the timing. By the time you get out of your car, unlock the door, and walk in, he's down on the ground telling you, don't even think about taking care of the dogs. I am first. I need my food. Take care of me. And you will be paid back if you don't.
he's a definite office manager.
He was an office manager.
Bittersweet, because this is the ultimate. You want them to go home.
It is. And it was, the gentleman was so nice and had experience with some of the health issues that Blackie was facing. And he gave it a lot of time. He visited him, thought about it, asked questions, called with questions. And when he made the decision, I was like, okay, we are going to send you with his cat tree. We're going to send you with his water fountain that he loves.
Mm. Yeah, I saw that little Daisy water fountain.
Yes.
That's so cute.
And his office chair. So he has everything.
Do you ever request that at your leisure, could you bring the animal back to visit us since you spend so much time with
them? We're good with pictures. We don't want them to be get too confused. Stressed coming back because I don't know what they're thinking. But
no, that's a good point. They're
pictures,
thinking, what did
video,
I do?
I'm as long as we can get updates, pictures, video, or even just, hey, just to let you know.
Yes.
You know, he came out from behind this or underneath that, and we're doing great now.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome. Yes. Robin, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
This portion of the One Man Party in the Morning is brought to you by the best things in life, which are still free at participating retailers while supplies last. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. He drinks so much coffee, he has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning, 107.7 The Island.
What's coming up next for you guys?
Oh my gosh, we have Tacos for Tales. Is coming up the Tuesday on Taco Tuesday. I think that's the 29th, and we've got Lori doing GI trivia on the 26th.
Lori, we love that
this week?
Lori.
That is the 20. That's this month, 26th.
Yeah, that's
and then the 29th.
Next Saturday, we can talk about that next week.
Go
too.
Big Give, and we've got so much going on. We've got a new project that we're doing since we're taking on bigger dogs. We are working on a larger play area. So we're going to be doing some cleanup on the lot, digging up stickers, kind of aerating, and then new fencing and some new pea gravel. And now I know why they call it pea gravel when they put it in dog yards, right?
When you're picking up stickers, when you're picking up the stickers, if you see one that says 107.7 The Island, leave that because we like that publicity.
Oh my gosh, here we go again.
I don't know if there's a decal that fits that kind of sticker.
Robin, thanks for what I was an effort. I made an effort on that.
You made an effort. It
was a reach. It went over like a fart in church.
It fell extremely short.
Robin, thanks again for all you do.
Thank you very much.
See pictures of Maggie in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI. They're striving to keep pets in their homes with their caring owner, but they also have amazing pets available for adoption. Again, see Maggie in the blog section of theisland.com.
He drinks so much coffee, he chews on other people's fingernails. And that's just gross. Franz Man, One Man Party in the Morning. 1077 The Island.